talking about the important stuff.
And Toby, with your 8 a.m. deadlines. In local news, a 21-year-old woman has died after being struck by lightning on the Sunshine Coast. Emergency services were called to the Kuroi Sporting Complex near Noosa just before 5:30 p.m. yesterday. The woman was taken to Nambour Hospital in a critical condition, but later died. Queensland Police said a report would be prepared for the coroner. The Kurora Football Club confirmed the incident occurred on its grounds and said that, quote, out of privacy for those directly impacted, it is not yet appropriate to share the details of the incident, end quote.
Patients at Caboolture Hospital have been caught up in a medical mistake which saw patients with patients' medical scans going unchecked before dischargement. Metro North Health has been undergoing a review of the imaging results over 12,500 patients. The review began following a patient's visit to the emergency department, later finding out he had an advanced stage of cancer. The patient, who has now passed away, was showing signs in earlier scans, however, which were not reviewed by doctors. The issue came about following changes to internal processes at the hospital in early 2023, where paper files of medical imaging weren't passed on to clinicians, nor could the hospital be sure the electronic reports had been looked at either. In an update on the situation, Health Minister Tim Nicholls said, quote, patients are being contacted directly if they require follow-up from this review, and to date, 21 patients have been contacted, end quote.
In national news, legislation has been passed in Victoria's Parliament to have a democratically elected body for First Nations peoples. The treaty requires a formal apology from the Victorian state government to Victoria's First Nations peoples, and was met with applause and tears after being passed late Thursday night. Created to consult on laws and policies impacting Indigenous people, the Gelalang Wala body will be signed into law in the coming weeks to include two extra bodies that hold the government to account whilst continuing the work of the Yurduk Justice Commission. Premier Jacinta Allan said that, quote, the treaty gives Aboriginal communities the power to shape the policies and services that affect their lives, end quote.
Several Liberal MPs have decided to skip an upcoming backbench meeting to discuss the party's net zero position. The discussion, led by Victorian Senator Jane Hume and MP Simon Kennedy, is expected to go for several hours. All attendees are to be given 5 minutes to present their views on energy. Shadow Energy and Climate Change Minister Dan Tehan is expected to attend, but opposition leader Susan Lee is not. Speaking to the ABC, Groom MP Garth Hamilton, who would not be attending the meeting, said that the Liberal leader's absence was disappointing. Quote, I think the leader's absence from this meeting makes it harder to believe that this is a genuine opportunity to debate the issue, end quote.
And in some breaking international news this morning, King Charles has stripped Prince Andrew of his royal title and he has been told to get out of the Royal Lodge. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, Andrew has been given formal notice that he must surrender the lease of his mansion and move to private accommodation. He will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor and not as a prince. It comes after renewed scrutiny over Andrew's relationship with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The statement from Buckingham Palace said also, quote, Their Majesties wish to make clear that their thoughts and utmost sympathies have been and will remain with the victims and survivors of any and all forms of abuse, end quote.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with stormy weather predicted throughout the day. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 27, and there is no fire danger rating for today, with the UV index predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.